Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Hello, this week we'll talk about e-commerce SEO. This topic is especially important for us because at Optimum 7, we're very e-commerce heavy when it comes to our consulting. I would say that probably 55% of our clients are e-commerce businesses. So it's very essential for us to keep an updated strategy when it comes to content marketing and search engine optimization for e-commerce. But before we do any of that, we want to talk about being the brand and we want to talk about the competitors right now. First of all, any e-commerce business owner needs to understand that in today's market, you are competing with Amazon, Walmart, Jet, eBay, and all the other big companies out there, Wayfair, House. You are competing with them. We have some conversations with different prospects and they're like, we don't have competitors or I'm not competing with Amazon. No, you are competing with Amazon. These are your keyword competitors on Google search. So first thing is first, we have our own e-commerce operations as well. What we need to do is we need to become the brand. If you are reselling another manufacturer's products, another supplier's products, I guarantee you, you might not have a business in the next 5 to 10 years. Because being the brand is the most essential thing in e-commerce right now if you want to scale to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, $100 million as an e-commerce company. Now, there are huge brands out there like Chewy, like Zappos. Now they're selling other manufacturers' products and these are billion-dollar companies, but they have a different structure. You are not going to be able to create that. You could create it, but the odds are very small. So when it comes to content marketing, Joe, what are the first things that we need to pay attention to when we first onboard an e-commerce client?
So the first thing we look at is their on-site content. And for the most part, again, you talked about Amazon, you talked about all of these large companies, and you said, you know, if you're reselling another brand, another manufacturer,
you're vulnerable.
Absolutely. These products exist on hundreds of other sites online. So therefore, your product description is going to be identical to these other products and other websites online.
Yep.
Google's only going to rank one of you guys,
yep.
Right? And not everybody with the same content is going to rank on page one. So we really try to leverage category pages.
Mm-hmm.
That is our opportunity to now kind of go after some more non-buyer intent keywords, a little bit more generic, but in turn, increase our search volume.
Got it. So you have to be incredibly creative with your content when it comes to e-commerce. The reason being is you are probably sharing content with thousands of resellers and thousands of companies out there. Let's say you sell a remote control, right? How creative can you be from a content standpoint from a remote control? But if you had a website and you had an e-commerce site that just sold remote controls, you have to have a hierarchy, a content hierarchy of what the intent for those remote controls are. Go to Google today and type anything. You're going to see those questions that Google answers. It takes a lot of space. It takes a lot of real estate in the search result pages right now. That's because people are asking a lot of questions to Google. So what is the intent of your product? You need to think about that.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example from Optimum 7. We created industry pages at Optimum 7 because guess what? In our research, we saw that people are typing SEO for colleges, SEO for universities, SEO for e-commerce companies, SEO for SaaS businesses. So we create a specific content section where we are teaching these industries how to do SEO, how to do PPC, how to do custom programming and custom software. So the content and the e-commerce guides that you create is going to address the intent.
Yeah. No, I think you hit it on the head. It's answer the questions, right? So people have questions regarding that product, right? Like you said, it's a remote control. How creative can you get? Answer the questions, how to use the remote control, what the remote control is used for, you know, the different devices it can be used for, what devices is it compatible with?
Yeah.
That's the topics that you should start creating to kind of, you know, tailor to that intent. And again, it's what allows you to separate yourself from the rest of the pack that's selling the same exact remote.
But this is a lot of content, Joe. So if I have an e-commerce site and if I have 3,000 freaking products and 100 sections, how am I going to create all this content?
You need a team, you know, either you need an in-house team or you need a trusted partner but the content needs to get done. And again, it doesn't have to be all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you prioritize?
How would you prioritize this?
So you can prioritize a couple different ways. You can go after low-hanging fruit, meaning low competition, right? So, you know, maybe you're just off page one. There isn't a lot of, you know, competition, decent monthly search volume. Mm-hmm. Let me focus on those topics and those collections. Or two, I could say, okay, these are my best sellers, right? From a more of a business standpoint.
Yeah, because you wanna make the content really powerful for the best-selling products.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. I know that these products sell, so I want to increase the visibility to these, you know, to these products.
Yep.
So those are two ways that you could typically prioritize. And then again, just be consistent.
So for an e-commerce product that has literally thousands of products, we have this conversation a lot with clients, and this goes back maybe 9-10 years. We go back to clients and we say, well, you're going to have to rewrite descriptions on these thousands of products. And they look at us like we're crazy. Like, are you crazy? How am I going to rewrite descriptions on 3,000 products and 200 categories? Well, guess what? You're going to have to. And we have had clients who did this who got incredible results. In terms of the thousands of products, no matter how you do it, it has to be done. This goes back 9-10 years. We've had clients where we went back to, said, you have to rewrite all these descriptions for products and you have to write category descriptions. And they look at us like we're crazy. But guess what? You have to do it because you're competing with these guys. Go to any top ranking Amazon product and look at the content that they have. They all have unique content. Not only that, they have the questions that people are asking that are ranking. Also, one of the top functionalities for e-commerce, and they came up with this, is product reviews. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about reviews, Joe. Why are reviews so important for e-commerce and especially for SEO?
Reviews have always been extremely important, but nowadays they've kind of become a little bit more important because of the technology that we have today and because of the changes that we've seen on Google. Mm-hmm. One of them being rich snippets, right? So rich snippets now allow me to showcase my star ratings directly on search result pages. This also includes Google Shopping. So I can also have my star ratings on the products that I list on Google Shopping. And again, it goes back to buyer intent. If I see two product listings on the first page of Google, one of them has 5 stars, the other one doesn't have any, which one am I going to click on?
Yeah, you click on the one that has
absolutely
5 stars.
So, you know, the technology that has come out today for reviews has made it easier for e-commerce businesses to generate more reviews. And then now the changes occurring on Google and their algorithm now allow you to showcase those reviews directly on search result pages.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I think that especially for e-commerce, reviews are more important than ever.
Yep. And this is why we keep pushing this integrated approach, right? Integrated marketing, integrated technology. You have to have reviews for your products to show up on search results on Google and Google Shopping and to get better CTRs and better conversions. To have reviews on your e-commerce site, you have to be on the right e-commerce platform. And to be on the right e-commerce platform, you have to have the right integrations and the right inventory management system. And your database needs to be in place. So you cannot separate marketing from technology, from e-commerce, from paid search anymore. These are all integrated. And this is very frustrating for business owners here because there's a lot of stuff to be done.
Yeah.
For an e-commerce owner out there that's doing, let's say, you know, between $2 and $20 million in annual revenue, what do you suggest? Where do these people start?
Yeah, so I think that a lot of e-commerce business owners are overwhelmed by this, right? They see that their competitors are on Facebook, they're on Google Shopping, they're ranking high on SEO, you know, for organic, and they're, I need to do all of this, right? And which is true, you need an omni-channel approach, but you need to prioritize, mm-hmm. and you need to build a strategy and execute that strategy accordingly. There's no way that you're going to be able to execute all of this at the same time.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you need to run your business,
mm-hmm.
right? So I would say find somebody you trust, right? Find an agency, find a consultant that you trust, have them help you build out a strategy, which platforms you should target first, you know, based on whether it be low hanging fruit or simply where, you know, you see your audience, mm-hmm. right? So I would say that that's pretty much, you know, the first step moving forward for any business owner is to find someone you trust.
Got it. So for example, Instagram came out with this maybe 5-6 months ago. Now you can have your products on any, you can tag your products and they can purchase right on Instagram. So we say shoppable Instagram. Do you really need it? If you're selling remote controls, you probably don't need it. But if you sell bikinis, apparel, lingerie, if you sell any lifestyle kind of products, if you're Rolex, you know, you're gonna need the Instagram shoppable because people do use it. we have clients who use it and they get a lot of sales from it. I think Zara was one of the first companies. Zara and H&M were one of the first companies that implemented that. And there is incredible value for that. And to be able to have that possible, you're going to need a BigCommerce or a Shopify store. So everything is integrated now. And what Joe is saying is you have to sit down and you have to do a strategy. What's the next step? Mm-hmm. What's the next goal? Doesn't matter if you're doing this for content marketing, for paid search, but let's take SEO and content marketing for a minute. You're going to need those product guides, and the e-commerce product guides and your category descriptions and product descriptions need to be managed on a per intent basis. And lowest hanging fruit for us means two things. Where's the opportunity? Where am I making money today? And where can I make money, more money tomorrow? So you're going to base your strategy on the fact that you're going to be able to make money tomorrow, next week, next month, etc. And what are your growth opportunities? This is a very important terminology that a lot of people miss. I mean, don't try to do something new. Look at where you're making money and look at your growth opportunity. And all of this requires a strategy and an execution. And if you don't know where to start, which unfortunately 90% of business owners, they don't know where to start, is you need to talk to one expert or one agency or one guy that makes sense. We keep saying this on every single search session because we find this to be the intersecting point of a lot of wrong decisions by business owners or e-commerce owners. So make the first move and start doing your strategy. Open a Google Doc or open a Word document and start writing things down. If you need consultation, contact somebody who is good with this stuff. That's it for this week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.